Welcome to another Happy English podcast coming to you from New York City. And here's your English teacher, Michael.
All right. Thank you, John, and thanks, everyone. This is Happy English Podcast, episode 262, using as if and like. As you know, I really like pizza. The other day, I saw a new pizza shop on Madison Avenue. It looked as if it had good pizza, so I went in. Everyone working there was nice, and they treated me as if I were a longtime customer. They seemed to like their jobs and worked hard, like they were the owners themselves. That sort of reminds me of someone. For today's English lesson, let's have a look at the phrases as if and like. First of all, we use as if to talk about how something or someone looks or seems to be. The grammar is subject and verb plus as if plus another subject and verb. Usually, the first verb is a verb of the senses, like look, seem, sound, and so on. Here are some examples. Brad looks as if he's been out in the cold too long. Jane sounded as if she's angry with us.
I feel as if I'm catching a cold. I need to go to bed early tonight.
The kitchen smells as if someone cooked.
You'd better bring an umbrella. It seems as if it's going to rain.
In more informal English conversations, it's also possible to use like instead of as if. Here are some examples.
Brad looks like he's been out in the cold too long.
Jane sounded like she's angry with us.
I feel like I'm catching a cold. I need to go to bed early tonight.
The kitchen smells like someone cooked.
You'd better bring an umbrella. It seems like it's going to rain.
Well, that's our English lesson for today. If you want to read the examples in this lesson, just visit myhappyenglish.com and check lesson 262. You can also get word-for-word transcripts of the Happy English podcast, including the Master Learner ebook. This 554-page PDF file can be downloaded right to your computer or mobile device and includes transcriptions of all the Happy English podcasts from episode 1 to episode 250. Well, thanks for studying, and I'll see you next time at Happy English.
This podcast was brought to you by Happy English. Please visit myhappyenglish.com. Show your support for Happy English by leaving us a review. Get English. Get happy. Happy English.